Blog Talk Radio.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing that I have ever known. Yes, in his arms I feel protected. And in his arms I have never felt disconnected. And there is no place that I'd rather be. We would like to welcome you to the Hour of Power broadcast. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, preacher of the hour, and we want you to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. We are excited about the Word of God. We're excited about what God has for us today, tomorrow, to next day, and for the rest of our lives. So therefore, when we read the Word of God, we feel that comfort, that assurance. We know that the God that we serve is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. And yet, we know that there is nothing too hard for God. This morning, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace, and we want to give you an extended invitation to you to come and to go before the throne of grace along with us. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great and the mighty things that you have done and the great and mighty things that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, dear God, that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our pathway. Thy word have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. We thank you, dear God, for bringing us this forth by faith. We thank you, God, for giving us yet another day to be able to give you praise and thanksgiving. Another day, God, to speak the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God that is able to save our souls. And this we thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We would like to welcome our radio audience again, and we would like to thank you for once again tuning in to the Hour of Power broadcast. Today, we're going to be coming from the book of Matthew that is found in the New Testament, and we're going to begin at that 18th verse, and the Word of God says, while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hands upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which had disease with an issue of blood, 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. And he said, and she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about and said, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. When we began to look at the word of God, we see the ruler. We see his daughter. And the word of God tells us how the ruler had came unto Jesus. And he began to speak to him. He tells Jesus that his daughter is at the point of death. She may be dead as they speak. But he's saying to Jesus, if you just come and lay your hands upon her, she shall live. When we begin to look at this word, we see faith in action. It was not what the doctor had said to him. It wasn't that the doctor says that she's going to die at any time. It wasn't what he seen with his own eyes in the natural. But it was the faith that he had in God, that all things are possible to him that believes. And when the ruler approached Jesus, all he wanted Jesus to do was to lay his hand upon his daughter. How precious is a daughter? How precious is your son? How precious are those people in your life? So the ruler didn't stay where he was, but he knew where Jesus was. And I'm sure that Jesus knew that this ruler was going to come to him. And he is never, Jesus Christ is never unprepared. He knew that that day, that hour, that time, that that ruler was going to come. But yet, we see the faith of this ruler. He is saying to her that his daughter was even now dead. So come, lay your hands upon her. Lay your hands on her that she will live. No matter what my neighbors are saying, no matter what my friends, no matter what it looks like, God, if you just do it, my daughter, my child, who is precious to me, she will be made whole. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. He was going because he sees the faith that this man had. And when we look in the other scriptures and the other gospels, we see that they talk about the ruler Ben Jairus. And we see how they had, he had faith and confidence in God, that God would heal his daughter. But on this way to go and to see about the ruler's daughter, there was a woman who had an issue, a woman that was going through something in her life, a woman that had been struggling for 12 years with a disease, with the infirmity, with the sickness, oh my God, for 12 years. And she had issue. I don't know what your issue is. I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know whether you're going through the same issue that this woman had. This woman had an issue of blood, that she was bleeding of all this time, and it could not be stopped. It did not stop. But as Jesus was going to see this ruler's daughter, the word of God tells us that this woman had said within herself, have you ever talked to yourself? Have you ever just conversated with yourself? That the word of God said that she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment. She hadn't even got there yet, but she's saying, you know, if I may touch his garment, I shall be whole. So we see that this woman had faith to believe God. The word of God say, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Oh my God, the word said that we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Say to the mountain, be thou moved. The word of God said that it shall be moved. The word let us know that there is nothing too hard for God. For the word said that he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask of faith. The word of God say, ask and it shall be given. He said to seek and ye shall find. He said to knock and the door shall be open. He said, we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, say to the mountain, be thou moved. And he said, it shall be moved. Oh my God. Oh, I don't care how deep the problem is, the trouble that you may be going in, the sickness that you may have. But I believe God today that even though you may be struggling, even though we see that this child was at the point of death, even as we see that this woman had the issue of blood for 12 years, oh, she was not discouraged. She didn't have so much of pride on the inside that she did not get down and touch the hem of God's garment. Oh, she just said, see, sometimes you get it, you become a time in your life that you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You're sick and tired of struggling, going through the same old, same old. Oh, I can imagine this woman going through this sickness for 12 years, 12 long years, and yet she was still alive. Because if anyone bleeding that length of time, it can cause anemia. And she was going through these struggles. She was going through these things. She was tired of going through this. But she's saying within herself, if I may but touch this garment, I shall be whole. I'm going to be healed. I'm going to be delivered. Jesus turned about. He turned around. He turned him about. And when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. The woman was made whole from that hour. Why? Because she had faith to believe God. Why? Because she trusted God. Why? Because she had confidence in God. Because she knew, if I can just touch him, you know, if I can just touch him, that everything was going to be all right. See, Jesus, he is an on-time God. He's on-time. We see how the ruler had came to Jesus, and then we see this woman that had the issue of blood came to Jesus while he was on his way to see the ruler's daughter. And here a miracle was manifest, a healing was manifested. Nobody else was able to heal her. Out of 12 years, no physician was able to heal her. Nobody stood in faith to believe God that this woman was going to be healed and that this woman could be healed. Nobody else did that. But because she had faith to believe God, sometimes you're going to have to stand alone. Sometimes you're going to have faith all by yourself. You may not see the evidence of things being manifested right then. But if you just believe God as this woman, believe God. And just because the sickness was there, she had faith to believe God that God was going to heal her and that she was going to be made whole. And it tells us that Jesus proceeded as he went to the ruler's house. He saw the ministers. I'm not saying the ministers, those that minister, those that play the play musical instrument. They did that at that culture, that time, that when the person had passed away. This is came, and while the people were grieving, yet they were there and they played their music and whatnot. And it says that in the word it tells us that the people was making a noise. And he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they locked him to scorn. Now, you know that this couldn't be the family flopping and laughing because of the fact that Jesus said this, because of the fact is these people that was there, these people in that time, sometimes they was paid to come and to do these things at time of grieving, at time when a lost one, a person that was in their family was deceased or had died. But Jesus came with good news. He came with encouragement. He came to let them know that that she was just sleeping. She is not dead. And they just laughed at him. They laughed. They were scorning. I don't believe this. What are you talking about? This child is dead. And the word tell us, but when the people were put forth, in other words, Jesus put them out. You don't need unbelievers or people that don't believe in the same thing that you believe in, messing up your faith. Jesus put them out. He knew what he was about to do. And he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. She got up. She wasn't a dead. She was, the word says she was asleep, but in the natural we know that life was out of the body. But yet God caused a miraculous, miracle-working power to be manifested upon this girl. And the fame hereof went abroad into all the land. So we see the power of God. We see how the ruler's daughter was sick and how she was healed. We see how the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 years had this issue, and yet she was healed. And then we see the blind man here in the 27th verse, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him crying and saying, "Thou son of David, have mercy on us." I love this because they knew the spirit. They knew of the real Jesus. They knew that Jesus had the power to heal. They knew who to come to. You know, sometimes there are people in your life when you need help, you know who to come to. When you see people that are struggling, you know who to come to. They came to Jesus. And they said to Jesus, "Thou son of David, have mercy on us." Have mercy on us. Oh, they was tired. They were tired of being blind. Because they had lost their sight. And I don't know the length of time that they lost their sight, but they knew that Jesus had the power to heal. He had the power to deliver them. And that's what we have to know today. Come on. No matter what you may be going through, no matter what you heard happen to somebody else, you got to know that God, he is the same yesterday, today, and he will be forever. Don't compare your situation to somebody else. But you look to the hill will come of your help, knowing that your help coming from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth. And when he was coming to the house, the blind man came to him. And Jesus said unto them, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" My God. They said unto him, "Yea, Lord." "Yes, Lord." "Then touch ye their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you." And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, "See that no man know it." See that no man know it. But when they were departed, spread abroad his fame unto all other countries. At the song came to me that it says, I said that I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. So Jesus told them to go, and he had told them that see that no man know it. But they didn't keep it to themselves. They went and they told others what had happened. And then the last miracle that I want to talk about this morning, because we need to know the power of God. We need to know that there is nothing too hard for God. I believe that there is people out there that need to be strengthened, that need to know that God is. There's a song that says God is. Come on. And he is. He's everything that you need. No matter what you may think or you can imagine, God, he is. He is more than it. He is God. And he's God all by himself. And the word tells us in that 9th chapter of Matthew, in that 32nd verse, we're almost finished. And as they went out, behold, they brought unto him a dumb man possessed with the devil. Come on, Jesus is moving and Jesus is touching. Jesus is delivering. It was a man that was brought to him, a dumb man possessed with the devil. And when the devil was cast out, come on, when the devil was cast out, the dumb spat, and the multitudes marveled, saying, it was never seen so in Israel. It let us know the power of God. It let us know that God can do any and everything. And let us know that if we put our heart, our mind, our soul, and our spirit into the things of God and have the faith of God, that there is nothing too hard. The word tells us in that 33rd verse, and when the devil was cast out. See, he was possessed with the devil. When the devil was cast out, sometimes there are instances, there are things where people that the enemy have touched their body. And this man, he could not even speak. He couldn't even speak. But when the devil was cast out of the dumb man, the multitudes, they marveled. They were happy. They was amazed because of the miracle working power of God. And I just believe in this day and time that people need to know that God is able to do anything. Have you never heard, and I'm quite sure that you have, how there have been, how a brother, there may have been a younger brother and an older brother, father and his son, and how if the son was with his friends, he bragged about his father. He bragged about his father because he is saying that my dad can do anything. My dad can beat your dad. My dad, you know, he can climb that tree. My dad plays baseball, and he can beat your dad. Or my brother, you know, he can wrestle, and he is very good. Don't bother me because of my dad. He's going to get you. Don't bother me because my brother, my big brother, is going to get you, or he could do this, or he could do that. Well, I'm saying this to brag on Jesus, the one that is in our life, and that we ought to be bragging on every day, and the one that we ought to be exalted, and the one that we ought to be lifting up, and the one that we ought to tell the world what he is able to do. Now, I just wasn't just teaching this word today. To be teaching. I'm teaching it so that you can build your faith and that you can know yourself that God, he is, and that even as he moved in the ruler's life, he will move in your life. And if you have faith to believe God that he'll do these things and he does these things for you, then you can go and you can tell somebody else what he did for you. And you can build somebody else's faith. All of these people, they were witnesses, and they were able to see the greatness of God. It's time that we let people see the greatness of God and to let them know that our God can do anything. And we can brag on our fathers and our brothers, and we can brag on them, and we can brag on special people in our life. Or you may say, well, my pastor, you know, I know my pastor can preach them. I know my pastor can do this and that. And he can, I mean, why don't we brag on God, you know? Why don't we brag on God? Why don't we tell people about the master? Why don't we tell, hey, my God, did you know my God, my God healed a blind man that was blind from his mother's womb. My God, he healed a woman, get this now, he healed a woman that had an inch of blood for 12 years, and he healed her right then. Oh, did you not know that my God, he was able to cast out a demon that was in a man that was unable to talk and to speak, and he spoke. And if that's not good enough for you, did you know that you remember in the Word of God in John in the 11th chapter how my God, how he raised Lazarus from the dead, a man that had been dead for 4 days, and even his sister said that he stinketh because he had been dead for 4 days, but yet even after being dead for 4 days, that Jesus was able to raise that man up to life. It's time that we let the world know who we serve. And if we can't brag on him, we can't lift them up. It's something wrong in our lives. Because the Word of God says, if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So when these incidents, when these things happen, these miracles, and not just incidents, these miracles happen in their lives, the people believe. You know that little girl, the ruler's daughter, you know, they were laughing. The unbelievers, they were laughing because they, you know, they knew that this child was dead. But because of Jesus Christ, because of the master of everything, was able to bring this child back to life. And then we know others believe as well. It's time to give God the glory. It's time to honor our Father. It's time to let people know who the God that you serve. We shouldn't serve a God that you're not proud of. We shouldn't serve a God that we can't brag of. We certainly serve a God who that doesn't do anything and haven't done anything in our lives. But we can't say that because each and every day that we breathe, oh God, and putting the breath of life inside of us. I mean, he did not take the breath of life out of us. We were able to wake up. That's a miracle within itself. You know, many didn't wake up. Come on. Many didn't wake up. Many that was lived in 2013 did not get up. They did not see 2014. Many that went into 2014 that was not able to see February the 12th. But that was the goodness and the mercy of God that allowed us. See, sometimes we take things for granted. Oh, I'm going to get up. I'm going shopping, and I'm going to buy me this dress, and I'm going to buy me this new thing that I've seen that I want to put in my house. Or I'm going out, I'm going to buy this new car. Or I'm just going to go out and make a mirror. I'm just going to do this and that. But we don't, what we all doing today, we have not lifted up Christ. We have not told people and given them a special invitation to be saved. But the word tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. How are they going to believe if we don't tell them about him? How are they going to be saved if we don't tell them? How body is going to be healed if we don't tell them about Jesus? How are they going to get eternal life if we don't tell them about Jesus? How are they going to know that they don't have to struggle anymore, they don't have to be sick anymore, that they can even stop crying, and they don't have to be depressed anymore, and they don't have to be at the state of suicide? Why? Because Jesus, our master, he would give you peace. He would give you joy. He would save you most of all. He would cause life to be different in your life. So this morning, I would like to thank you once again for allowing me to do what I love doing, and that is to preach the Word of God, to teach the Word of God. I like teaching and preaching the Word of God. I like evangelizing. I like bringing souls to the kingdom of God, because the Word of God says the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. The laborers, that to me, that's something to be concerned about. When you have harvest of people, many people that are waiting for somebody to come and tell them the good news, and there are few people that will go and tell. And you may say, well, look at the people on television. Look at the evangelism and ministers. We all have a responsibility as being a Christian to tell somebody about Jesus. It is our responsibility to pray for people every day. You know, I was writing this letter on yesterday, and I was encouraging a few people to take 3 or 4 people every day and just call their name up before God. Just pray. In other words, what I'm saying, God, pray before the Most High God for these people. You know, it's time for us to get more concerned about people than we so concerned about ourselves. God has done a work within us, and God has continued doing a work within us, but we got to think about those that are lost, those that will not spend eternity with Christ, those that will not see Jesus. The Bible says that every knee gonna bow, every tongue gonna confess before him, but there's going to be people that's not going to spend eternity with Christ. Why? Because they rejected him. Because they didn't have time for them. Because nobody come to them and tell them about Jesus. And nobody told them how important it was for them to be saved. So today, think about the Word of God. Think about Jesus. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the same way that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we as people of God, we need to pray that God, make me the way that you are. Make me to be that soul winner, not sometime, but all the time. Make me, Lord Jesus, help me to pray. And help me to be the love more than I love people, and to love their soul more than I love their soul. Because I believe if we love the souls of people and want them to be saved, I just believe that we will evangelize, that we'll go forth and that we will pray for people, and that we want to see more people saved. I love you, and God bless you. Please tune in on this coming Friday to the Hour of Power broadcast. I hope that God to fill your heart with the good news, because this is really good news. This is such good news. And so join us on this coming Friday on the Hour of Power broadcast. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine forever shine upon you. May he bless you in your going in and in your coming out.